There is no place I'd rather be than in His presence. Thank you for joining us today for our weekly devotional thought. And now, our host, Essie Johnson.
Welcome to In His Presence, and thank you so much for being with us on today. We are grateful for you, our listeners, who join us each week as we share in the Word of God. And this week, we will be looking at a scripture in the book of Titus, Titus chapter 3 and verse 1. Remind the people to be subject to rulers and authorities, to be obedient, to be ready to do whatever is good. The second verse, to slander no one, to be peaceable and considerate, and always be gentle towards everyone. What a powerful word. At a time when many people throughout the world feel that it is appropriate and timely to move with physical power and assertiveness, this message seems out of step. And certainly, let it be said that there are times when God will lead people, as He did Joshua, to move powerfully in the physical vein. But that is not always the case. And many times when we move out of emotion rather than listening for direction from the Word of God. And we want to be mindful. And Paul, as he instructs Titus, who must in turn instruct the local individuals and pastors, he didn't want them to forget this. The images of January 6th are seared into the minds and thoughts of Americans and others around the world who stared in disbelief when confronted by what many are calling an insurrection. But I think we could agree that even minimally, it was a riot taking place at the capital of the United States. People who were unhappy with the outcome of the election. Nothing like this has happened in modern times in this country, nor has it happened in the memory of anyone who is now alive. In fact, this has not happened in this manner in this country ever. It was a day we never want to see again. So Paul was very much in step then and now. Isn't it amazing how the Word of God is always so timely? The people of God stand for what is right and what is just, even when the tide is against them. But Paul pointed out something very important in this passage. In the normal activities of a just and fair government, we honor those in power, in all seasons, in all places. We pray for them. We pray for those who are in positions of power and authority. There is an argument to be made that we should pray even harder when ungodly rulers are in power in a country. When they are not followers of Christ, we pray for their salvation and we pray for their ears to be open that they might hear the direction that God is giving them. In either case, godly rulers or ungodly, we have an obligation to lay them before the throne of grace. For it is the Lord who holds the ruler's heart in his hand. It is he who can do a work in their life. And no matter who they are, when the Lord touches them, there will be an inward change that will show outwardly. There will be a change in behavior, a change in attitude, and they will be an advocate for the cause of Jesus Christ. Let's take a look at these words more closely. We have to do, as people of God, whatever is good and to speak truth. Truth doesn't always come easily. Sometimes it's hard because sometimes the consequences of truth may be something we don't want to face up to, but we have to speak truth anyway. And we have to say that which is good and true. You've perhaps heard the saying, loose lips sink ships. I would say to you today that loose lips sink more than ships. They ruin reputations. Careless speech. They can destroy lives. Look at the damage that has been experienced by so many from impulsive words being put out there on social media. We have to think before we speak. Loose lips can destroy relationships. I am thinking now of an individual who came home thinking all was well, only to face an angry husband. And she had to ask, what did I do? What's wrong? As it turned out, a third party had decided it was appropriate to share with the husband what they thought was going on between his wife and another individual. Suffice it to say that she wasn't even aware of what he was talking about. Loose lips sink more than ships. A family can be broken apart because someone did not stop and pause and pray before they open their mouths. Think and then speak. If we think long enough, sometimes we won't speak. Once those words leave your lips, you cannot bring them back. Better to hesitate and not say something than to speak too quickly. We want to remember that our words should be kind and productive. Gentleness is to be coveted. Seek it out. Gentleness is to be guarded, for it has great value. How priceless is a gentle spirit, especially in the face of circumstances that are anything but gentle. Jesus, meek and mild. We've all heard that expression. But meek and mild does not mean that he was a pushover, because he was not by any means. What the Lord is an example for us. Just as he was able to strike that balance between showing kindness and love and yet taking a stand when necessary, we too have to seek to do the same thing. We have to be measured in our speech. Yes, even the speech that we express through social media. People of God, we have to measure our words. I have even heard someone say, "Oh my goodness, and he's a minister, and he put this out there on Facebook." When people read these words, do they truly represent you? We've all seen someone react and very quickly type something on Facebook or Twitter that if they had given it more thought, they may not have shared it with the world. But once it's out there, then it's going to leave an impression. Let it leave the impression that you are a thoughtful and godly person and not a person given to rants and raves and poorly chosen speech. All of this reflects on our testimony. We don't want to destroy our testimony and influence because we acted in haste. Yes, Paul's words are still timely. They are still good, and they will still help us that we might live a life pleasing to the Lord. I love the last part of this. Always be gentle towards everyone. Funny, there is no distinction made between those who serve him and those who don't, between the godly and the ungodly, between those you like and those you dislike. It's not about loving everybody. That's easy. You love all the people in the world, but then you don't know all the people in the world. How are you loving those people you know? Some of them aren't very lovable. Some of them aren't kind. Some of them have sought to do us evil, and yet we want to still treat them in a way that honors Christ. The test of our salvation is not so much how we treat the people who love us and are kind to us, but the real test, how do we treat those who dislike us, those who set out to cause us harm? Can we still do what's right, even when we know that individuals are spreading lies about us, even when we know individuals are seeking our harm, even when we know individuals are doing things to cause us to lose our job? No, they don't have to be on your inner circle of friends. They don't have to be your friend at all. But we still have to treat them as Christ would treat them and lift them up in prayer. If I can't reach them, I know Christ can. I know that he can touch the heart. I know that he can turn them around. I know he can take my worst enemy and have them advocate for me and not even know why. God sees. He sees what others are doing. He sees what they are seeking to do to you. And God, in his graciousness, will sometimes even open our eyes and let us see and know who we can trust and who we can't trust. God is a good and merciful God. Let's pray. Lord God, we thank you for knowing that you are here and now, for knowing that you can touch our hearts. Some of us feel anger and resentment and a lot of things that we really don't even want to feel. Lord, touch our hearts. Help us to release those things over which we have no control and to put it in your hands. Lord, help us today to be your ambassadors in this world. Help us to move with a gentle and loving spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.
Please share your comments on this broadcast at InHisPresence@NoneLikeHimAnywhere.org.